It's been 2 days since Hurricane Wilma crossed southern Florida, and already many people there are frustrated and angry at the pace of the government's response. Thousands spent today in line, waiting for ice, water, and food. Millions more are waiting for the lights to come back on. NPR's Philip Davis spent the day on the streets of Broward County. Here's his report.
Power is still out in most of Broward County, and so when word spread that ice would be distributed at several locations, Anna D'Angelillo jumped right into her car and drove into a wall of frustration.
We went to Oakwood Plaza, we went to Tamiami Park, or we went to T.Y. Park in Hollywood, all in Hollywood. Everywhere we went, they had to stay in line. No, you got to go this way, you got to go that way, wasting our gas. And when we got there, they're not here. They'll be here tomorrow.
She finally ended up outside the big white Hollywood Greyhound track at the front of a 3-block-long line. By 8 a.m., though, officials had already run out of ice. But they promised more would be delivered at 11 a.m. So Anna and the rest settled down to wait, though not without some tension when one family tried to cut to the front of the line.
Right here. Two and a half hours. Y'all know it ain't right. Y'all wouldn't want it. Y'all wouldn't want nobody to walk up in front of y'all, so why don't y'all just go back to the back of the line?
Finally, just before noon, 7 18-wheelers escorted by a police cruiser suddenly rolled past a delighted crowd. Though it seemed like ages to the crowd, within about 15 minutes, pallets of ice, water, and meals ready to eat had been set out in the parking lot and were being distributed.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, thank you for waiting and being patient, okay? We're going three at a time, all right?
Quickly, we got to move quickly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Hallandale's mayor, Joy Cooper, a trim woman wearing a Hallandale Fire and Rescue polo shirt, said that she was getting minimal advance information from her higher-ups.
It's been very frustrating. We're just glad it's here, finally. As you can see, a lot of people are just thrilled that, you know, the people are pulling together and making sure that it's here. Regretfully, we don't have that control. You know, that is the county and the state.
She added that nearly 100% of her town was still without power. In fact, the only thing that got a bigger response from the crowd than the ice was when another convoy, a dozen Florida Power and Light repair rigs, rolled past.
Hooray for light!
As of this morning, 2.7 million people statewide still had no power. At a big Florida Power and Light staging area nearby, in the parking lot of another racetrack, George Rodriguez was helping dispatch a squad of repair trucks that had come in from Houston. Rodriguez said every feeder line that a truck repaired would turn on the lights for 1,500 people.
Now, it all depends on the conditions out there. It could be a lot of trees. It's very thick brush. There's a lot of trees down. There's a lot of poles. It's going to take some time.
Meanwhile, officials like Governor Jeb Bush admitted that maybe officials were too optimistic about Florida's emergency distribution system.
The points of distribution is a system that is complex, and it didn't work as well as it should have yesterday. But I've raised the bar probably maybe too high. I don't know. We're going to find out.
Now, it's only been 2 days since Wilma's passage. In the Gulf states at this point, after Hurricane Katrina, water, ice, and power were still days away. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.